in need of inspiration, we talk about what major companies do in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 176th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. And for those who are in 2024, welcome. This is the beginning of the year. And I chose to talk about what those major companies do, especially at the beginning of the year, because when I need inspiration and I need new ideas, I find amazing to take a closer look behind the scenes at major, you know, those giants companies, and to look at what they do, because, well, sometimes they might be your competitors or just companies you admire. I hear you. Some of you may say, whew, my God, studying those giants, it's more discouraging. But I suggest to play a game in this episode. Just make a switch. Decide that this is just for fun and try something new. Why not choose to think something else? Choose to think instead of, oh, it's crazy. It's impossible to be like them. Not possible to become like them. Choose to think that, huh, wow, this represents really a world of possibilities. These giants' successes represent a world of possibilities. To me, it changes my energy in my body. When you think, oh, it's too big, it's impossible, you don't even want to look at what these companies are doing. But when I'm thinking, wow, this is a world of possibilities. If you think about Apple, this started in the garage. two crazy guys. And look how incredible it is today. So many things started like that with one or two humans, and look where they are now. But these humans learned and knew how to implement the necessary tools. Maybe not from the very beginning like you. You're learning how to implement different tools. But among other things, they figured it out, how to make themselves known and get people talking about them. And these achievements, when you think about it, are based on only three fundamental activities that really help them reach their clients and consumers. Three, and you know them. So the first activity is what? Advertising. The second one, public relations. And the third one, spokesperson. Of course, you can combine these three activities in so many different ways, but the basic is three activities: publicity, PR, ambassadors. And you can also, of course, they know how to combine these three together, but you can also choose to focus on a specific activity in your case, or any company can do that. For example, Let's say you decide to work with spokespeople, spokes ambassador. Why? Because you know that your products appeal to moms on Instagram and TikTok. And these mothers online are very influential. So you can start with ambassadors only. And this is, maybe you'll do that for a few weeks, few months, maybe a few years before you start buying and advertising and integrate public relations in your plan. As you can see, you know where I'm going, the web offers us unprecedented democratization, actually, because it gives us access to so many of these tools, allowing you to launch, I see every day new companies launch and promote their business online at such a lower cost. And of course, they can talk about their new things or their company on their social media platform. It's not entirely free, but you can start with so little today. You can really decide to launch something new. You can test it quickly online and see if there's interest or not. And you can also have some very little advertising, affordable advertising. You can try different images, different video for so little money today. You can even do that with public relations, of course. But in the past, oh my God, I don't know if you were even born, to sell products was extremely expensive. Very often you had to open your own shop and you had to print brochure, publicity, newspaper. It was so expensive. Or you even had to negotiate with stores to convince these stores to sell your products on their shelves. Of course, these traditional models still exist today, but what I'm saying is you can start a business without going through this traditional model at first. Sometimes, you know, if you start on the web and you become really big, it happens to some of my clients. They now let the on-sales go slowly because now it's so much more interesting for them to sell in the network they have created. So that's another story for another podcast. So the path to fame in those days could be long and very costly. Today, you know, there's so many shortcuts, which I find so much fun. And of course, major companies, they know how to use the web, they learn it. And one thing is so interesting. Did you notice? They all of them, integrate public relations into their marketing plans. Often in parallel with a marketing campaign, you know, an ad campaign, of course. And some of our clients, some luxury houses, you know, high luxury maison de luxe, they will integrate public relations into their marketing plan. They have ad campaigns, and they never work with spokesperson. They never, ever work with ambassadors. And they're successful. So you see, there's no one formula. But if you look at major other big ones, very often they will have the three. So anyway, just working with these two elements, publicity and public relations, is a topic in itself. You know, not we're working with ambassadors. But as you see, all these companies use public relations. Just like us and you and I, they evolve with the possibilities on the web, social media and influencers, of course. And they kind of grow with the possibilities out there, which is so interesting. And before we conclude this podcast, I wanted to bring your attention to one quote that I love, especially, you know, we're at the beginning of the year and you're looking for inspiration, maybe. This quote was attributed to Mark Twain, French people would say Marcel Pagnol, and maybe other people too. We're not sure exactly where it comes from, but here's what is the quote. I love this quote. They did not know it was impossible, so they did it. They did not know it was impossible, so they did it. So let's say your family, friends tell you it's impossible. Just don't listen to them. Go out there and try, because you can use the web. And, you know, you can start trying new things before quitting your job, and you don't need to sign a crazy expensive lease to have a points of sale to sell your products and your ice cream, my friends. Maybe you can start by selling them online. Yes, even ice cream. I invite you to explore this world of possibilities, because I'm part of it too. See how I use the web. And because you can too. Thanks to the web, integrate your own public relations into your marketing plan at a very reduced cost through the NetApp PR School. This is what I'm teaching you. I created this amazing, simple program for you to be able to integrate public relations in your marketing plan. So if you dream of making yourself known, of making your voice heard, let's say you have this amazing product or service, but if few people know about it, of course it won't sell. So you need to expose yourself. You need to let people know. And public relations can be an amazing tool. See all the big companies, you know, all the big ones, they use it. Major companies all use public relations. So join me, my friends, because we're opening the doors of the NetApp PR School on February the 6th, 2024. And if you listen to this podcast after this date, make sure to get on our list. There's look at the link down below, sign up to our list. You can sign up on our website, of course, or if you download one of our free product, of course, you'll end up on our list. And, you know, I have these newsletter where I send information and different tips and fun things and sometimes free trainings as well. So hopefully this little PR break was useful, my PR friends. And more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.